This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
And back with you right now, Leo Honeycutt in with Rhonda Gray, and our one and only Jim Brown is back on the Common Sense Radio Show. We've been talking a lot today about Steve Scalise. I'm sure you've heard it by now, about the shooting as they were practicing baseball there in Alexandria, Virginia.
But Leo, I want to come back and talk about this some more, and thank you for getting things going here while I took my little tea break. That was the bad news. The interesting business news this week was the fact that Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Yep.
And there are all kinds of interpretations as to what that's going to do on the national scene and what effect that's going to have to consumers and to the businesses, the big and large grocery stores. Got Alex Dubert on with me right now. Dubé. Alex lives over in the Dallas area, and he specializes in innovative changes in business. He's got a great sense about what businesses do when they have reach a situation like this. Got him on the phone with us right now. Hey, Alex, glad you joined us here on the Common Sense Show today.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be on. How are you?
Fine, fine. We're here with Rhonda Gray and Leo Honeycutt. And, Alex, we're interested in your thoughts about this merger of Amazon and Whole Foods. Does it mean that there's going to be no more supermarkets anymore and I'm going to get all my frozen food and everything by delivery to my front door on Amazon? What's the future? What does it look like
with a drone?
Well, I think Amazon continues to eat the world, as people say. And I think what's interesting here is Amazon, and north of DFW Airport, for instance, they've got a couple million-plus square-foot warehouses, as they do in a lot of major metros. And this acquisition of Whole Foods does something that they've been trying to do more and more, which is get closer to their consumer. And now they have a footprint of 460-plus stores with Whole Foods that they just bought. That takes them very close to many consumers and throughout the country, much closer than they were before. I view it, and I wonder if they do, as in a large part, they're buying warehouses that are close to people in Whole Foods. They now have a lot of distribution centers that are much closer than Amazon's ever been to you or me.
Well, how does that affect you and I as consumers when they merge along these lines? It means that is Amazon going to use that Whole Foods as a distribution point, or will they absorb the whole Whole Foods concept and deliver things to me? What's it going to mean to the average consumer, do you think?
I think it's both. And when you read about Bezos, Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, from the beginning, he's never thought that all commerce is going to move online. He's thought that a substantial portion is going to be online. But what you see with Amazon recently, you've probably heard they've opened up about a dozen physical bookstores across the country. So here's the company that killed bookstores. They're opening up physical bookstores. And this grocery retailing is kind of the last great frontier. That really hasn't been worked out online in a great way, or at least from a mass adoption standpoint. I think this makes it much easier. You know, looking at my own habits, I don't really shop for anything in physical stores except for food. If I can press a button and get all my food now delivered to me in a couple hours, I'm never going to walk into a store again.
Yeah, I was telling off the air here, Alex, to Ron and Leo earlier, I have a daughter that lives in New York City in the Tribeca area, and when she's ready to do her grocery shopping before she goes to bed at night, she goes online to the grocery distributor and checks all the items she wants, frozen goods, drinks, wine, whatever she wants, lays it all out, and by 8:39 the next morning, there's a knock on her door with the delivery guy bringing it all to her right now. So, now, of course, in a huge metro metropolitan area, when you've got that kind of traffic and volume, you can see how that works because of the individual distribution network. But with Amazon, I guess that's the possibility coming up here. I mean, gosh, I order something, some minute little item off of Amazon, and if it's not there the next day, it's there two days. It's amazing that their ability to distribute, and I guess there's nothing unique about groceries, is there?
And I think you brought up a great point, Jim, which was in New York City, there is so much density. You can, you know, there are a lot of these delivery startups you've probably heard about recently. Amazon's even dipped its toe into that same water. And you're right, in a city like DFW or Atlanta or L.A. or any of these big spread out, sprawling metropolises that we've got in the country, those delivery startups have struggled. I've known of a couple here in DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, that have had to pull out because they just couldn't make the economics work. This is a fascinating move by Amazon because they're now much closer. They've got a density of delivery points now that is likely unrivaled in terms of e-commerce stores.
Yeah, very much so. Very well. It's going to be fascinating to see how it goes. Let me ask you this, by the way. Part of your business is your build is an expert on disruptive innovation. And that's an interesting topic, disrupt, because innovation almost by definition is disruptive to certain surrounding businesses that are forced to change. Elaborate a little bit about what you mean by disruptive innovation.
Sure. Well, I started a company back in 2015 called Door, and we're based here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And Door is a technology-enabled residential brokerage company. So we buy and sell. We help people buy and sell their homes. And you probably know when you buy a home or sell a home traditionally in this country, it costs 6% to do so. We charge a flat $5,000 regardless of the price of the home. And that might sound like a lot of money, but, you know, keep in mind 6% of $300,000, for instance, is $18,000. So we save people a lot of money and also make a better job and a better setup for our employee agents. They're not independent contractors. And I think that gets at the heart of what you're saying. What is disruption? It's thinking about things differently. It's using technology to make a process more efficient that was not efficient before. And I think what this acquisition by Whole Foods, or of Whole Foods by Amazon, really throws into light is you've got a lot of talk about Amazon on a collision course with Walmart right now. In a lot of ways, Walmart is kind of trying to backfill towards Amazon, and Amazon's working towards Walmart. And I mean, Amazon started online. Walmart started with physical stores. They're now truly on a collision course. They're kind of trying to meet in the middle. Now, I think that Amazon started out, you know, Bezos really had a long-term vision, and they started out online. That's been their vision from the get-go. Amazon's now trying to play catch-up, and I think the problem there is going to be that people's habits have changed. People now look online. They now shop online. In the real estate world, my world, 95% of home buyers look online to find information about the homes that they're going to buy. And what does that technology do? I think in large part it's democratizing access to information. And it's taking information, it's taking rather the control of information out of a select few, in my world, realtors. In the world of grocery markets, that's the people who are buying for the grocery stores, and it's putting it back into consumers' hands. So you can look on Amazon, you have a virtually unlimited selection. You go into a store, you have very limited selection. The information asymmetry was eliminated. I think that idea of eliminating information asymmetries is a big part of what we're seeing in industry after industry.
I guess there's some nostalgia, though, for the mom-and-pop stores and or even for my local grocery store. I guess there's always going to be certain outlets along that line where, you know, I like to pick up the bell pepper and be sure it's got firmness to them or be sure the avocado's not too firm. And so there's a focus there that you lose when you deal with the Internet, isn't there?
Oh, no doubt. And, you know, with clothing, you better make sure that thing fits before you order it.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth. Hey, Alex, thanks for spending time with us today. Alex's website, by the way, is doorhomes.com, www.doorhomes.com. See innovative ways to sell your home. Thanks for giving us some of your minutes. Happy Father's Day to you. Hope we can talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Take care. Interesting guy and interesting concept about where we're going to go here in the future. We'll talk some more about it here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. And you know what? We're going to be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking about that Amazon deal where it bought Whole Foods. I shop at Whole Foods. It's right by me. I'm here with Rhonna Gray, who is a nationally known author, written her new book, Familiar Evil, and Leo Honeycutt. Leo working on a book about the legendary foot baseball coach Skip Bertman here in town. I understand what that last guest was saying about the merger of the technology. I'm kind of old school, though. You know, we've seen our small towns dry up. Walmart goes on the outskirts of the town. All the little local retailers go out of business. They just can't compete with the pricing anymore. And it's just taken the ambiance away from many communities of small town America. You know, you don't have they just dried up. You just don't see the integrity of the small town.
A lot of them are ghost towns now. They're just ghost towns because of that.
Yeah, and the outskirts play up some of these big box stores, and then you get some of your people, more creative people in the community, says, well, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live here. There's no charm to this, Larry. I guess I'm bailing out. Population decreases, and we're going through quite a transition in what we do, aren't we, Rhonna?
Jim, I always think the pendulum swings and we go to this total automation with everything and push button and it's automatically delivered to your door. And then just like you said, people start having some feelings that we've lost contact with people and the mom and pop stores. And then, of course, jobs. That's what I worry about a lot. All these jobs go away. The checkout
right.
person, the bag boy, the summer jobs for kids.
That's right.
And
so what do they have to do?
All.
They have to go to bigger cities to get a job.
They go to bigger cities. It hurts the small towns. I also think the pendulum swings with a concept like Walmart. And now Amazon has to have set Walmart on its ear, but not that they haven't been anticipating something like this. They bought this online menswear site you two might be familiar with, certainly the fathers listening out there, Bonobos. An upscale online menswear company, not really the Walmart shopper. And even the Bonobos customers are saying, what? You're owned by Walmart now? I'm not a Walmart shopper. But just as your previous guest, Alex, was telling us, they're moving toward each other.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon is moving toward Walmart. Walmart's trying to bump up with it, getting to that upscale. I think we're going to swing back at some point, and all of a sudden your small-town groceries with the personal touch is really going to appeal to people if they can hang on.
That's just what I was thinking, if they can hang on long enough to wait for the pendulum to swing back. But we've seen Walmart particularly has been charged down through the years with having emptying out small-town, just like Jim was saying. You know, all these mom-and-pop shops went out. Because Walmart came in, and one thing I learned from some of the smaller newspaper publishers is that when Walmart goes into a smaller town, into any town, they don't advertise in the local paper. They do a national advertising campaign. So all the revenue that they were getting from the mom and pops now has disappeared. But we drive through, especially in rural Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, and the Gulf South, you see town after town that's a ghost town. You see these old buildings, these old beautiful architecture buildings from 100 years ago, and they're all empty. And I've been saying for years, we have a consolidation not just of wealth, but we have a consolidation of population that's going to urban areas.
There are some, that's where you need creative political leadership, though, visionary. So many, you know, with the confrontation going on in politics, I see some of these small town mayors that really are visionary. That say, look, I'm going to keep the integrity of my small town. Little town that we're all familiar with, Winnsboro, Louisiana, just won some national award for what they're doing to keep the integrity of the small town. And I read the New York Times about a number of locations in Mississippi, you know, where you have something like a blues museum and you build a tourist flow around that. And I've seen that in Alabama. And all over the country you find the quaintness of small towns. But it takes a mayor and a chamber of commerce and really aggressive drive to maintain those attributes. And that's where young, bright political leadership can make a big, big difference.
And it takes some of the successful business people staying committed to the small towns. I was in little town Laurel, Mississippi, which is a great example of what you're saying. But it's the home of Sanderson Farms Chickens. It's the home of a international company called Howard Industries. And those two big companies stayed there, kept their headquarters there, reinvested, and most importantly, they brought jobs. They keep jobs of every level there. Jobs from, technological jobs, sales jobs, administrator, executive jobs. That's what it takes. It takes something like that keeps them there. Other small towns are looking at, maybe we are 30 minutes from a major city and we take our little downtown and we have 10 great restaurants here in all these buildings, which makes people drive from the larger city out. So you're right. You've got to get creative or those small towns are going to be ghost towns.
Well, and I think this goes to the heart of one thing that seems to be a common theme nowadays, and that is with so much unhappiness in the country. I think that we're seeing so much of the smaller jobs you were talking about. You know, the first thing you learn in economics, if you take economics in college, is that every dollar that's generated in a town multiplies seven times as it goes through all the other places in town that service whatever it is that you're doing. If you start to draw those out by losing those jobs, each job represents a seven times loss in the same community. So that would explain why these small towns have become ghost towns very quickly. So, and I think that is, you know, we call it the Rust Belt now throughout Pennsylvania. And we talk about how, you know, the auto industry is sort of on the skids at a lot of times. So we don't manufacture a whole lot of this country anymore. We're mostly a service industry, but the manufacturing is what caused all the other ancillary industries that contributed to that seven-time dollar, you know, multiply.
Which we don't have now. No, you're right on. I just think that, Ron, I hope you're right about the pendulum swinging back and people wanting to hands-on a look at the shopping. We have a big boxer, JCPenney, is going out of business here in our community.
Sears.
And they got everything on sale. Well, I went out on sale. Now, I could go on the Internet and find sales, but I'd have to look at item by item by item, one after the other, and go to categories and take an hour and a half or 2 hours to do that. And I really didn't have anything in mind when I went to JCPenney's. I just wanted to kind of see what they had. And I found a little ice cream mixer for my grandkids. And I didn't think to go online. It was on sale, pretty good price. So I bought the ice cream mixer. So when you can see the physical item there, it catches your eye. Oh, hey, that's something I could use. I found something else to be a pretty good Christmas gift for a relative. I know liked a certain item, and I went ahead and bought it and going to stick it back for Christmas, where I wouldn't think to go online and find stuff like that is my point. So hopefully there's going to be a focus where we do that and do so in stores that have the quaintness to them and an atmosphere to them and makes it worth going to.
It sounds to me like if that pendulum swinging the other way, until it does, maybe the industry to be in is distribution.
Yes.
Delivery services.
Well, that's certainly what Amazon has sure proved to be a home run on that. And I don't know how they do it. My hat
goes
off.
Those are going to be drones and not people. So.
That's right. Drones are going to drop it on your...
I still worry about the job.
Yeah. On your rooftop operation. Hey, going to take a pause right now. We still got two more segments to go on this Father's Day. I'm here with Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. Fresh here for your coffee. We'll be right
back. You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our website is RadioCommonSense.com. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray, and we're talking about some of the hot-button issues in the news today. Here's a biggie. You folks listening up in Arkansas, there is a huge new ultimatum that's put out. Court officials in Craighead County, Arkansas, are asking visitors to stop urinating in the elevators. There is a bathroom 25 feet from the elevator. And maintenance workers say the problem has persisted for years. And that they've got cameras. They installed last year.
That's a serial urinator. That can't be.
A serial urinator. Must be. You'd get fined $105. First of all, if someone was urinating in my elevator, got to make it make it $1,000, $2,500 fine, and paste it up there real big with the camera. What is this with urine? Then Ronna, you and I were talking before in New York City. They're loosening up the urination law. In New York City, what's going on with urination in this country?
Relaxing the laws on public urination in New York City, and the police will now issue tickets instead of arresting anyone for urinating in public. And they say it'll free up 100,000 cases a year.
Oh, come on!
From the justice system by just giving them a ticket.
You know, they're a very concentrated area. That's That's where it's incumbent on the cities.
A lot of beverages being consumed in New York City.
You know, they get those.
Also a lot of bathrooms in New York City. Just go to one.
Yeah, you can walk off the street into any McDonald's or the Apple Store on 52nd Street. Any place you go, there's bathrooms.
All the public places have clamped down, you know, on we are not a public restroom, trying to keep it for customers only. Mm-hmm. Lines are very long. That's what's caused the problem. The lines are very long at the public restrooms that are available.
And now you think of it, I can't recall seeing little public stalls where you go, you know, where you can go into a kind of a box bathroom or anything like that, like you see at the sporting.
I know that some years ago there was a controversy in London and in Paris because they do have a lot of public restrooms there where people can walk in, but they have a charge to use the water closet. So people were not going in the bathroom. They were just going outside the bathroom.
Well,
I say good for Arkansas for clamping down.
Yeah, I'm glad you're clamping down. in the elevator.
You imagine the smell? I mean, good Lord, come on.
And then, you know, you see what on the local level, Fairbanks, Alaska. We've got listeners up in Fairbanks, Alaska that we always talk about their weather up there and have some fun with Fairbanks. Listeners up there, 660 AM, KFAR, listen to us, a large station in Fairbanks. We always give the weather in the wintertime because often it's 50 below zero while we're down here basking a little bit more. They've got nicer weather, though, now. They're playing golf at night. And Fairbanks is a beautiful city if you've never been there. I think that is the furthest point you can go in the U.S., furthest point north you can fly commercially in the United States. You can't go any further north than Fairbanks, Alaska. You then go up to Prudhoe Bay and other locations a little farther north. You can't do that on a commercial airline. But in Fairbanks, Alaska, they're charging $15,000 for rape kit data. They're charging the recipient. If someone has been accosted up that way, they were hit with an estimated $5,000 fee for rape kit data. And now they've raised it to $15,000. In Biloxi, Mississippi, got a lot of listeners in Biloxi, $5,000 they charge. For the rape kit, to get the rape kit data for you to find out, to make your case. Fairbanks was asked for a breakdown in cost. They said, we have just a lot of cases we have. We allocate so much for the officers involved and so much for the overhead and all that kind of thing to keep their records straight. So that, I mean, just
charging prosecutors, or are they passing these to victims?
They're passing these to victims. I mean, what do you think? Who are the?
Okay, all right. And so then yesterday was a mistrial in the Cosby trial.
How many hours of that jury? The jury deliberated longer than the trial took place. 50-some-odd hours in the Cosby trial. I didn't follow the testimony in the Cosby trial, but the young lady, of course, it had been a case that lingered for a long, long period of time. Mm-hmm. There were allegations that there were drugs involved, and apparently, you know, Cosby being a very high-profile guy, he was kind of Mr. Dad at one time, on his television show.
Huxtables.
And were you surprised by that, Leo?
Yeah, because there was like 20 different women who came out and said that he did this. 20.
But, of course, that all wasn't in the trial. It was all about one woman.
Just about one, right.
Going back some, I don't know, 20 years, and she admitted that she'd taken some drugs with him, and so I guess that put reasonable doubt. The judge kept sending it back. We didn't know if there were holdouts. I guess the judge had an indication maybe there's only one or two holdouts. If I had to guess, I would assume that, you know, 10-2 or 11-1 in favor of him being convicted, but he was lucky to have that one holdout. Now, prosecutors up in Philadelphia say they're going to retry him again, which is going to put all this through the mud and cost a ton of money, but they feel like they have an obligation to do so.
And 20 years ago is when he was doing the Huxtables. You know, this is what we keep seeing this over and over again, where people who are preaching family values on one side turn around and they're living a whole different life on the other.
And abuse of power,
yeah.
No doubt about it.
I'm going to stand up for women here and say, first of all, it's outrageous they would charge victims for the data from a rape kit. They've already been victimized once, and now they're going to be victimized by maybe not being able to prosecute that. And I got to say, gentlemen, I believe it's going to be more males than females urinating in public. So I'm going to put some heat on the two of you to solve these problems.
Well, as we were growing up, there was a song, Let It All Hang Out. You remember that? Let It All Hang Out.
Well, we're going to see and cameras there, and you're going to see more and more cameras in our cities.
Big Brother.
Well, that's the debate. You know, we talk about that. I'm very much want the federal government limited. On the other hand, I want more cameras in my subdivision to stop all the robberies that are going on up there. So you kind of can't have it both ways. And then I was watching a current episode of Law and Order the other night, and they wanted to get a little bit recognition of who the guy was that was going in the coffee shop. Of course, the satellite up in the sky can now come right down and zoom in on you and kind of pick you out. You know, you can't see whether the guy needs a shave or not, but you can see pretty close to it. And so you can't get away from cameras in this world today. I don't know if you can find a way to insulate yourself if you want to do so. We're just in a world of cameras. That's how we're going to live, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change.
No, and I guess maybe that is probably better for public safety as a result of it. But I don't know, guys. I'm ready to head to the hills, cut off the internet, and just read. You know, I'm just, after a while, and I know that the isolationism is not the answer, but I'm just saying too much is too much. And there's more and more surveys and data that's coming out that say that everybody that watches the 10 to 11 o'clock news at night tend to be unhappier because they end their day on a bad note.
Not any good news out there. Leah, you say cut yourself off. I went to a little local restaurant, and a family walks in next to me. There was a mother and a dad and two daughters. And they four sat down at the table, and they all had their iPhones, and they did not speak
to each other.
They did not speak to each other.
Yeah.
And they did order. The food came. They didn't put down those iPhones. There was no communication. They just did not speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm dumbfounded by that. I'm dumbfounded by
that. You know, that is a personal isolationism that we are teaching this generation.
Yeah, it's not going off to the woods to do so. You know, just turning it off where you are. Mm-hmm. Which brings up something we're going to talk about when we come on back. There is a major move you can get the iPhone app where you can detect when someone is driving and lock their phones. In other words, parent, you could lock the phone of your child for driving your car. We'll come back and talk about whether that's legitimate or not, whether you should do something like that. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Our website is radiocommonsense.com. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray. We've still got one segment to go on this big Father's Day. Hopefully you're having a great Father's Day. We'll come back and make some more common sense with you. So stay with us, fresh after coffee, and we will be right.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I know we get depressed sometimes, Ron and Leo, but this poor guy, he had to be awfully depressed. In Kansas City, Missouri, a 70-year-old man said he robbed a Kansas City, Kansas bank so he could get away from his wife, blaming his actions on depression. This guy's name is John Ripple. Ripple went to the Bank of Labor. It's a bank there in Kansas City. A block from the police headquarters where the bank was, he gave a note to the teller saying he had a gun and was demanding money. After he was given the money, he sits down in the chair and waits for the police to arrest him, is what he does.
Yep.
So he wrote the robbery note in front of his wife and told her he would rather be in jail than to be at home. Ripple said the judge Tuesday told the judge that he had heart surgery, left him depressed and unlike himself before he robbed the bank. So he sits down, gets arrested, and the judge gives him probation.
So he's still got to go home to the wife.
Delivered it to her recognizance.
That's right, that's right. He didn't go out very good on that at all.
That reminds me of that Woody Allen film, you know, America's Most Wanted or whatever it was, and he goes into a bank, and the bank teller can't read his writing. She says, I have a gub. What's a gub? And he goes, gun, it's a gun. And she said, what do you want? He goes, money. And she said, I don't know, I got to check with the president. Get a manager over here. So,
by the way, there was a special on one of the networks here this last week, Diane Keaton, and all of her films. She was given some Lifetime Achievement Award.
AFI, American Film Institute, yeah.
And it was a marvelous evening. You had Meryl Streep there. You had
Reese
Al Pacino.
Right.
And Al Pacino talked about the fact that he and Diane Keaton both were scared to death they're going to be fired from The Godfather. They didn't think Francis Ford Coppola would really be happy with them, and they were worried, and they'd be worried about it at night. And then she talked about Jack Nicholson, and she's they'll never get Jack Nicholson to play that role in Something's Got to Give. He won't do something like, well, he did.
He did.
What a huge hit movie it was. And, of course, she's dressed up in a hat and scarves and layer upon layer, as she always does. But it was a marvelous presentation. I really enjoyed seeing all the great films that she made over the years.
I got an invitation to go to that because I'm an alumnus of American Film Institute, but it was $850 a ticket.
I saw her on Colbert after that, and she told him she didn't have any friends. And he started laughing and pulling out pictures from that event of her with all these people that she took photos. And she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I love that person, but they don't call.
Well, she talked, and Woody Allen was there, made a lot of fun of her there. And so it was just a marvelous thing all the way around. I was talking before that last break, though, about this new iPhone feature. You can get in the new iPhone 8 that's coming out here in a couple of months a feature where you can have an app on it, and you can turn off the cell phone if someone is driving. It will tell you when the person with the phone is driving.
Which is easy to do.
And you can turn off their phone. And it would obviously be for teenagers to where you'd have someone you let drive the car, but you just don't want them on the phone. What do you think about that, Ron? Is that something that a parent should have? I guess
more Big Brother. What? And I saw the gadget that you can put in the car that notifies you if they're speeding. So I think you're going to see more and more of that, especially with teenagers, that technology is just going to give parents. And that's parents' choice. I mean, I think that's something to leave up to the parents to decide if that's something.
Well, there's more and more people on roadways. I would want that kind of protection. Now, when I was starting to drive, you know, there's only five or six cars. But now it's, you know, traffic is crazy in all the inner cities.
And well, you still see people texting.
I think the texting is a lot worse than the I'm kind of torn about, you know, turning your phone off altogether, which some people say everybody should. And, you know, I'm on the phone a good bit when I drive. I drive to New Orleans, and I talk on the phone the whole way down there. And I've seen the studies that your concentration is not as sharp. But in my case, I don't find that. Of course, I'm an older guy, and I've driven all my life, and maybe it's just
I'm just a lot more worried about these teen drivers. Because you're an experienced driver, you know what to look for, you know what to anticipate. And teenagers are still in that learning process. And so I'd rather them pay a little closer attention.
And they're jabbering away with their friends in the car and listening to loud music. So I can't imagine that whoever's driving would be missing their focus someplace.
Well, the texting is completely outlawed. I think if you're involved in texting in any way, you know, you should be heavily fined, lose your license, whatever it takes to crack on the texting. It's a question of maybe do you say you got to be 21? Well, then the person, well, they've made an emergency call or it's just a clouded area that's very difficult when it comes to talking on the phone. Texting.
Well, like everything else, if it goes back to money, there'll be a way to do it. And I believe the State Farm or some other national insurer gives a discount for people who do not. You know, yeah, and there's an easy way to find out if they break that, if they're texting and have a wreck, or if they're on the phone and have a wreck. There's an easy way to track whether or not they were actually on the phone or texting. So, you know, if an insurer comes out and says, if you will stop texting while you're driving, we'll give you a 5% or 10% break.
And put this app in your car or attach to your car to show us.
Attach to your teenager.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
As much as you pay for teen driver insurance.
Oh, God. You're paying another car.
If you're willing to put those sort of restrictions on a teen driver, I think you will see incentives. That's a good way to go.
I mean, it makes good sense. It makes good sense. Other story I saw in the news has gotten some interest is the fact that there is, in Geneva this week, United Nations is hosting a special conference on artificial intelligence and the benefits of artificial intelligence. It comes down to robots, you know, what robots can do in the future for us. And robots are a thing of the future. We've talked about the negative replacing so many jobs, but they went to a whole litany of things robots could do. Just being a caregiver, you know, the robot brings you in your medicine and is programmed to talk. You know, these robots will be able to talk to you and say, you know, how's your family? And, you know, carry on conversation. Well, I guess if you've got no one there with you, you know, it's something there to respond. It's not a complete silence. But
people are already doing that with Siri. You know, if you can get upset with her, she'll go, now that's not necessary. Or you can say, thank you, and she'll go, my pleasure.
And I've got Alexa. You guys don't have Alexa, do you?
No.
I have Alexa, and I'm sitting over in my chair, and so Alexa, play me some classical music, or Alexa, tell me a good joke. Alexa's got a good joke for you there, you know. So,
we keep getting farther and farther away from just the human personal touch of real people. Instead of going into a McDonald's, like you said, and all four people in the family are on their cell phones, it's just like, come on, can't we?
Now it's going to be one man and his robot.
That's right.
Yeah. I remember one time we had a power outage, and it lasted for more than an hour. And so my two kids came from upstairs, and they said, now what do we do? It was at night. We had to light candles. And I said, here's what we do. We talk. No!
Talk? Talk. Oh, how boring. Yeah. How boring, huh?
Yeah. But it turned out to be great. I mean, we had a good time.
We're kind of winding. Did I tell you my penguin joke?
No.
You ever heard my penguin joke? Let me tell you my Father's Day penguin joke. This is for all my listeners out there. This is my Father's Day little surprise for you.
Buckle up.
Okay. Guy drives into a gas station, and the attendant comes out, and the guy's got five penguins in the back seat. And he says, what are the penguins doing in the back seat? And the driver says, I don't know what to do. A block away, when I stopped at the stop sign, they all jumped in my car in the back seat. What do I do? And the gas station attendant says, well, why don't you take them to the zoo? He says, well, that's a great idea. I'll take the penguins to the zoo. And so a week goes by. Next week, they come back. He comes back in the car. He's still got the penguins in the back seat. This time they got sunglasses on. He says, I thought I told you to take him to the zoo. He said, I did. We had so much fun. Today we're going to the beach.
Well, that's good, clean humor there.
That's my joke of the week.
And just think, next time you tell it, it's going to be robot.
It could be. And we'll have robots doing it.
Penguin bot.
That's right.
The only thing about the robot thing, it always takes me back to 2001, A Space Odyssey. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't open the pod bay doors.
Open the pod door, how?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's a whole different changing world that is interesting, fascinating, optimistic, but also very tragic when you see what happened to Steve Scalise and others. So we've got some big problems to face and some great opportunities for the future. And we'll certainly have a talk to talk a lot more about them in the Common Sense Show coming up here. We're out of time this week. Rana, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Leo, you have a good Father's Day. I'm sure you'll be talking to your fathers today.
My father and my granddaughter, too, so grandson. So
good. Our website right here is radiocommonsense.com. Thanks for being with us, folks. Hope you have a pleasant Father's Day. Your father's still living, but go ahead and give him a call. He'll like to hear from you.
And don't ask for money this time.
That's right. Same time, same station next week to make some more Common Sense. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Could I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.